Proclamation number 8829, dated the July 14th, 1964. Pretended worship. The importance of enlightening you regarding the contamination of the doctrine which is supposed to come from me is shown by the fact that people who mainly observe human additions are ignoring my teaching. Time and again I have to stress that only the doctrine of love is the essence of my gospel. As soon as you realize that the sole purpose of your earthly life is your transformation to love, you will understand the significance of my teaching of love and liberate yourselves from all ceremony which, in my eyes, is nothing but ceremony, worthless formality. How much time people spend with pretended worship, performing everything from habit, displaying thorough undeniable spiritual decline, not making the least effort to practice love. The only commandment I taught humanity as I walked across the earth. And the reason for this is that love has grown cold amongst people. What, then, is the use of such divine service where you fulfill duties which I cannot value? And you believe you can make up for all your heartless actions by more eager church going and fulfillment of performances invented by men. You believe that you think and act righteously, and yet you are mistaken, for there is no one among you who listens to the voice of the Spirit. This is the case because you are exposed to adverse influences causing you to refrain from forming your own opinion, thus preventing you from finding the truth, and thus you, who describe yourselves as leaders of people, are preventing them from allowing the Spirit to work within them. For what the Spirit would teach a person is quite contrary to your system, and you call him a heretic whilst, in fact, he is my disciple, called to bring the truth to people and chosen by me as a vessel for the reception of my Spirit in order to reveal this truth to you. You humans should only turn towards love, you should fight the love of self and always just practice the love for your neighbor. Then you will experience a blessing that is supreme. Your thinking will be right, your spirit will teach you from within and you will free yourselves from all wrong doctrines. You will seek solitude more often and receive a richer blessing than by the divine service in which you now participate. However, he who has love will also recognize the error as human work, except he believes in it so profoundly and lively that I shall not destroy such faith, which will bring him so close to me that he will want to do everything he believes to be good before my eyes. But then I will judge such people according to the degree of their love and will give them sudden enlightenment as they depart from this earth. However, such people are scarce, most merely observe customs whilst their faith is dead. It cannot come alive because they lack love, which quickens faith. Although I keep preaching love from above, humanity has become so unspiritual that they do not listen to what I have to say to them. And thus they will perish on judgment day, for no one can attain beatitude without love. Amen.